For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Continuing on here on a Thursday night, Cardinals baseball earlier today, they knocked off the Brewers, taking 2 of 3 tomorrow. They are going to open up a weekend series in Minnesota against the Twins, 7:10 first pitch tomorrow. Our coverage will begin at 6:15. We go to the guest line, bring in one of our favorite people in the world. You see her on Channel 4 KMOV. She is a sports anchor and reporter. Her name is Tamar Scher. You follow her on Twitter at Tamar_SHER. Tamar, always good to talk to you. How are you?
I say the same thing about you, Matt Pauley. You're one of my favorite people in the world. So thanks for that intro. I'm great. Just happy to be talking about a Cardinals winner. I love it. I love the win against the Brewers, a series win at that. So it could be a little bit more of a happy day today for us.
It is, and I thought yesterday's win was so special with the Nolan Arenado Grand Slam, but in many ways, for that win to really matter, they had to follow that up with a win today, so yesterday wasn't just something that happened in a series loss. So today was huge, I thought.
And this is what speaks volumes. Nolan Arenado hits a walk-off Grand Slam in the 10th inning, and yet still, of course, he had the emotions. He's happy because, quite frankly, he needed that in the literal worst way after the season he's having. And all he wanted to say post-game is that he just wants the consistency. He's craving it, as happy as he was for the team to provide that spark. He said, I don't want to think about it being a spark. I just want us to keep doing this and keep going. Well, look at what happened today. Victor Scott II able to go off and have himself a day, get his career high 3 hits and be able to thrive. And he credits, hey, I got that spark from my leader in the clubhouse, Nolan Arenado, that pushed us into that. But now let's continue to see this roll on and get more of a consistent vibe now that they know they have the confidence that they can beat the division leaders and the Milwaukee Brewers.
You know, it's interesting, and you took a screenshot of something that he put on Instagram and tweeted it out earlier today. He put out on Instagram a photo of him and Lars Nootbaar at a table eating with Pedro Páez and Mason Winn, and I believe that photo was from last night. I'll tell you what, Tamar, I get phone calls and text messages all the time with people not thinking that Nolan Arenado is a leader and not thinking that he's good for young players and that he's all about himself and stuff about his body language. I think that photo that you tweeted out that he had, you know, put on Instagram says a lot about what he does when it comes to younger players.
That's exactly why I shared it, Matt, because as soon as I saw that on Instagram, I go, that's the guy you want in your clubhouse. Sure, yeah, him and Goldie both have not had the years that they want to have. They are frustrated, and they can be the first to tell you they're the most frustrated of anyone that they can't come through. And yet still, Nolan Arenado celebrates by being with his teammates and sharing a meal and posting it out. And that's what he wants people to see. He's not doing that for the clicks or likes. He's doing it because this is what he's doing after a walk-off Grand Slam, is he is helping and just being friends with that younger generation of talent to say, this is the Cardinal way. This is the Cardinal way. We are tight-knit, and we are this group that we come to the clubhouse every day rooting each other on. And to be quite honest, I get that vibe when I go in the clubhouse. And you and I are both there together, Matt, and I see these guys hanging out and feeling comfortable with one another. And that's what you want at the end of the day. Yeah, the numbers need to be there as well. But how does this team interact behind closed doors? Nolan Arenado put that out for the world to see.
Mike Claiborne and I will talk about this on occasion, how it feels like something that's lost in baseball is just the people sticking around the clubhouse and having a meal together and just talking baseball. And it feels like, not to sound like, you know, an old guy here, but sometimes it feels like as technology becomes a bigger part of people's lives, they just want to get back to their phones and get out the door. So I would think for Cardinals fans, it should be refreshing that they know that last night was a late night and today was an early day back at the ballpark, but there were a bunch of guys sitting around a table eating dinner and talking baseball.
Right. And here's the thing, too, that you can't lose sight of. Their post-game interviews, their pre-game interviews, they're not satisfied. Yeah, they had a walk-off winner. That's exciting. That's great. It was a grand slam, no less. But the fact of the matter is they still are having these conversations of what are we going to do to get better? We are not satisfied. Okay, yeah, we string two wins together, but it's about pushing forward and continuing this because, as Alec Burleson said today, you have to win close to all of the next few games in order to be kept in the conversation. So that's more of what it's about, too, is, yeah, sure, we find those happy moments and we find those personal moments that we enjoy as baseball fans to see, but it's about what they do with that and how they channel that. And I'm not getting a vibe that, oh, yep, we won a game, we're satisfied. No, it's about continuing that consistency.
They're 4.5 back right now in the wild card. We're talking with Tamar Scheer from Channel 4. They'll either be 4 or 5 back, depending on what happens with Braves-Phillies tonight. Braves have a 2-1 lead midway through the fifth, so Cardinals fans should be Phillies fans. But in addition to catching the Braves, they got to jump over the Giants. They got to jump over the Mets. It's not insurmountable, but Tamar, it's going to take a lot of winning over the next few weeks if they want to find themselves legitimately back in this race.
Whew, and I'm looking at the schedule, Matt. It is not easy. They know it's not easy. You got the Twins, the Padres, the Yankees. Again, you get the Brewers. That's a way on the road, though. So they know that it is a tough stretch of games, but Matt, they just beat the Milwaukee Brewers in a home series. And you got to think that that is such an exciting spark to say, hey, we can beat the division leader. Stop. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Continue to push forward and know that you can't be intimidated by the tough stretch ahead. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough stretch. They know that. I think they've admitted that. But it's how can the roster that's set right now, how can this lineup every day come in and out wanting to be the best versions of themselves, stringing together good at-bats. I know they said, yeah, this is a great shutout win. It's their 7th of the season. Still, they didn't get those runs until the 7th inning and waited, Alex, saying they want to have that production earlier. So there are still hurdles and ways to go, but every day I'm seeing different positives we can take away from how they can, if they can string along wins at the end of the season, how they could put themselves in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In a better position.
Let's get into the big news that you guys at KMOV announced today. You're launching another channel. It's called Matrix Midwest. It's a sports and entertainment network. It's available on over-the-air television in addition to select cable systems. You've already announced a show that you guys are going to be doing for Mizzou football with pre- and post-game coverage. You, along with Brian and Jacob, the sports team, are going to be joined by Justin Gage. I know there's other things that are going to be potentially happening down the line, but this is quite the undertaking, and this is going to be really good for sports fans in St. Louis and really across Missouri.
Yes, sir. Well, it is actually the only free and independent sports and entertainment network. So that's something we're proud to be able to say. And like you mentioned, Mizzou Live, it'll be pre and post games for every single Mizzou game this season. So I'll be traveling. Brian, Jacob will both be traveling as well. And we'll be with the team getting exclusive one-on-ones with Eli Drinkwitz, head coach of the Tigers. We'll be getting one-on-ones with all the players who make up this incredible team. It's going to be a season unlike any other. Mizzou Tigers are hot this year. We are so excited to be their partners here in St. Louis, and it'll be broadcast actually throughout major cities in Missouri. So it's not just the St. Louis market that gets this access and gets these great pre and post game shows. So we also have Good Morning Football Overtime that'll be on Matrix Midwest. So a lot of good sports content for the St. Louis viewers and beyond in all Missouri.
It feels like right now we're in a flux point when it comes to sports on TV and just wherever this industry is going to end up going. And it's a really good time for you guys to be starting this. And I'm excited to see everything that's going to come of this moving forward.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled. You say free, you say sports, and I'm just going to tell you that makes me very happy. So I love this, and I can't wait to have that Mizzou partnership to be able to launch it in a big way. And we also have that Chiefs preseason game going on right now in Matrix Midwest, so it is fully functioning. Matt, I appreciate you for giving us a little shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks should remember now, if you've got Spectrum Charter Cable, you can get it on there. But if you don't, or maybe you're one of those cord cutters, all you got to do is plug one of those antennas back into the back of your TV, and this thing's going to come in on channel 32.
You're right. Get that antenna up, and you can get free sports television, Matrix Midwest.
This is my little secret that I tell people. If you have cable, they compress the picture on just cable channels. So whenever I am watching games that are on network TV, I switch off of my cable and I instead go to my antenna because the picture is that much better on the antenna.
You're speaking exactly like the people in this building. I'm in the KMOV building right now, and that's exactly what we say. It's actually better for your viewership to be able to work off an antenna, and people are confused of how that works. Well, it's an easy Google search and look it up online, and then it's a good bang for your buck because you'll be able to get a lot of great stations, including Matrix Midwest, but you have that access, and it's a high-definition television.
She is Tamar Sher. You see her on Channel 4. Now you see her on Matrix Midwest as well. Follow her on Twitter at Tamar_Sher, S-H-E-R. Tamar, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and congratulations to everybody in your building for putting together the channel and already getting this Mizzou show and everything that's to come in the future.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, very good. That's Tamar Sher joining us here on the program. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's your opportunity to chime in about the Cardinals. So this is where we'll open up the phones, we'll open up the text line, we'll open up the Twitter machine, and we'll open up the voice messages. So here's how you can get in contact with us. If you want to call, the number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's also how you text in, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air, or our new thing, if you are listening on the Odyssey app, click the microphone button and you can leave a voice message and we will play those back. So try that out. Just have a little bit of fun. We're all trying this out for the first time. Leave me a voice message on the Odyssey app by pressing the microphone button, and we'll play some of those coming up in just a moment here on a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.